Agenda request review. Gentlemen, we are back in session.
We may have to wait for that discussion since the presenter's not here. No, that's legal, Mr. Hausman. I'd rather you not read those out loud. So I think that one has to wait.
Election of MAC delegate. Are we required as a county commission to nominate someone into that position for the November conference?
You want to do it in just precautionary? Motion to nominate Ron Hausman as the MAC delegate.
Second.
Any other nominations? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. That's not a motion.
And then in January, when I'm no longer here, you guys can vote for the commission seat, who your MAC person will be at that point. Because I'm the commission appointee, and then James is the at-large election of the first-class county.
And that is a ballot election that somebody else puts in.
I think that's working through the auditor's office. I'm not sure about that.
We have the funding agreements here. We have the funding agreements.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Let me read those out loud. What we have is three agreements, Franson, Hollister, and Forsyth. This is between the city of Forsyth and Taney County Commission and the Sewer District, talking about the lift stations F and D upgrades and improvements. Do you want to hold this discussion until after Nikki's done?
No, I've made the motion for approval if it's been approved by the school board.
It has been signed. They are. Mm-hmm. I'll second the motion for the city of Forsyth's agreement as.
That's it, Forsyth and Hollister.
This one is just Forsyth.
Can you pull up?
I could. I could. Just give me a moment, please. It'll take a minute or so. That wasn't a question for you, Aunt Nikki.
I'm
going to
answer it.
All right, I have the answer for you. It appears that it's scheduled for 1:20. So because of that tactical move by Nikki, she wants us to go to an agenda request now.
I think we...
I'll withdraw my motion.
Withdraw my second. No. I think we had our roof...
Let me ask a question, if I could. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I thought we had our roof at a definite time, 1 o'clock. Roof bids.
At his time.
Okay.
In his time.
The 1 o'clock block.
The 1 o'clock block is what
okay.
We said.
All right. Okay.
Well, let me rephrase this. If we have a 1 o'clock block, and that's what it says, and that's what's been posted, then we can bring any of these issues up at 1 o'clock or shortly thereafter as we feel that we need to be working on.
Yes, sir.
Is there a reason why the city is coming over to... Are they coming over to talk us out of passing what they need? Or?
No. They requested. Mr. Ray's assistant called.
Hmm.
And he said,
that's interesting because they had a biosolids meeting at 1 o'clock.
That is unusual. I don't understand. Unless they had another formal request, but that has to come through the process.
They just asked for an invite, but they wanted to be here when it was approved.
Let's back up. Nikki will do your agenda request review, then we'll move from there, all right? We'll wait for them. Number two is still ongoing, correct?
Yes, correct. Number six, we are waiting for the other cities to pass their ordinances. Is that correct, based off those email exchanges we saw? So we'll just wait until we see all the ordinances presented to us.
We received an email on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Regarding this, and there was mention about moving forward, and I suggested at that time to Jonas that he present to the county commission formally all of the documents that have to be passed by municipalities so that we can review those between the county commission members and council, and then we'll set a time to hear our portion of what
right.
needs to be considered.
I think he was out of town this whole week anyway. So whenever he gets that to you, Nikki, then we'll schedule that.
Number seven, are we going to have to make a little trip?
I think that can be brought up on Thursday's discussion with our attorneys, but we've already scheduled, I believe, to be in Jeff City in December for that hearing. Nikki, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You already sent that meeting request out?
Yes.
Our representative thereof, is that?
Oh, no, it's us.
Will counsel be with us?
We can talk about that Thursday.
Have they said anything about that?
They were invited.
I would like to make that a very strong invitation. See if we can't firm that up.
That sitting the representative last time didn't work out too well for me personally, so I don't want to be the representative for the commission going forward.
Just because things go a little bit rough for you once again, you don't want to be. I mean,
well, this is going to work out very well because we don't want you to be.
See, that's perfect. It was an eye-opening experience, that's for sure. Didn't we also, on number five, give that document to Pat Keck's office to write a new, what's that called?
Legal?
We have the assessor's office confirming.
You asked me to touch base with Tim Houchins, which I did.
Uh-huh.
And he's fine with it.
Okay.
How would you like me to proceed?
What I'd like to do is take the verbiage off of that survey, send that to council, and then have council put that in.
That ex parte, whatever it's called, the
ex officio.
So I have to, I'm thinking another legal term. I only know a few. But Pat's the one who wrote the prior ones.
What we really need to do is to put that description into a deed so that we can transfer that to the sewer district.
Do we have any updated from a signed document on number four, Nikki?
Last week you said to add that to the executive with the attorneys that you were going to.
We're
going to
have a full-blown executive session on Thursday.
Thursday,
and let's discuss that and make sure that we have that on our list.
Okay.
Looks like number eight.
Along
I think
with,
I'm giving up my tickets for Thursday. Anybody interested in the Cardinals?
Number eight.
Yes.
Didn't she say November? When did she request?
She didn't. She's supposed to get back with me, and she hasn't.
Okay.
Yet.
I think it's going
to be whatever date she gives me. I mean, within reason. Are you gentlemen okay with me just placing it on the agenda instead of coming back?
Yeah, I think she said she went away after the second week of November, but I thought she said that. I'm not sure on number nine what that is.
I have some information.
Are they a bidder? Are they our current vendor?
No, they're not.
They're not our current vendor.
They've talked to HR.
Yeah.
Why don't they present it to HR? I'm not.
That's what I'm thinking. Or did purchasing?
Okay. Then I told the dean about it. And last week he said you should present it to HR and the wellness committee.
Okay.
And then? No. I said HR and.
He could be our representative. It worked out well for me. So.
I'll give my opinion.
Thank you very much.
Can we bring the information to you?
That'd be lovely.
Exactly.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Number eight.
Were you going to schedule a meeting to do that?
She's, as we were just talking about, second week of November is what she, but she's going to get with Nikki.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe she was out of town last week.
Sounds wonderful. Nikki, just, I have nothing else. Just while I'm thinking about the IDA discussions, you have the documents I sent you, correct? I emailed you the document last Monday. Did you get an email from me?
I'll look.
Okay, that's what we need for our. Look if you can find it. You should have it. And just print it out because it's some steps that we have to do, part of that discussion.
Well, discussion or not, there's some paperwork that needs to be...
And it's in that email.
Okay,
so.
Completed.
Okay, I'll just print it out and bring it in. Do you have anything else that you would like to schedule?
Yes. Want to talk with the assessor about drafting an abatement that needs to be scheduled for next...
For this Thursday.
For this Thursday.
First agenda item.
Session?
Uh-huh. First agenda item. Right? That's what you said.
Right. Stay after me when we're these meetings have concluded. I'll go talk with the assessor, Nikki. Or Dan, you can... One of us.
So, yeah, we'll need to post that for us.
I will. I need to talk about that other matter anyway. Danny, Jim, anything else?
Yes, sir.
To add something to the list. We don't necessarily have to put it on there this next week, but we need to go out for bid for the bathroom facilities at the KDOT Park. And that'll have to be agendized, not this next deal, but.
Thank you, Nikki. Funding agreements for Branson, Hollister, and Forsyth. Is there anyone here regarding any of those three cities in these funding agreements? Nope, yes, nope, you are. I've heard of that, Branson.
Do you need to say anything, or are you just here for the process?
Any questions?
Okay.
Do you have...
Here's the Branson one.
I was just looking. We've got a request for upgrade feasibility project for lift station number 25, and then an upgrade feasibility project for lift station number 9, and a construction phase of number 9. The approximate cost, this has all been signed by the appropriate parties. The lift station number 25 feasibility study will cost $42,700, and then the upgrade and the construction of number 9 will be $321,000. Once again, the sewer board's approved it, the city of Branson's approved it with all the proper signatures. It's $321,346 is the... And there's three contracts in here.
Are you here to take a signed copy back with you today?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Okay.
Motion for approval.
You want to list all three or all three of them?
I guess you read them off there.
Chair would entertain a motion approving the funding agreement from the city of Branson for lift station number 25. Lift station number 9 and lift station number 9 also. First two are upgrade feasibility projects, and the third is a construction phase upgrade project.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve three funding agreements, which have already been previously approved by the Sewer District Board. For lift station number 25, an upgrade feasibility project, lift station number 9, an upgrade feasibility project, and lift station number 9, a construction phase upgrade project. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I will sign these, and then we'll get them to Nikki upstairs, and she'll get the clerk and the auditor's signatures, and then we'll be ready to go. But they are approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Next.
This is a funding agreement for the city of Forsyth. For the funding agreement approved by the board was specific to a lift station F and D upgrades and improvements. I believe it says there's the total project was $50,000, and all the appropriate signatures are in place.
Did you make a motion, or?
I move to approve the funding agreement request for upgrades to lift stations F and D, by and between Taney County, Missouri, Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Forsyth Wastewater Treatment Facility Capital Improvement Project.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Motion has been made and seconded, which is specific to lift station F and D upgrades and improvements. Discussion. This is by and between Taney County Regional Sewer District, City of Forsyth, and Taney County. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And the last agreement is between the City of Hollister. Their request is for a specific to an ultraviolet final disinfection system improvements on the wastewater treatment plant there. The city's request is to complete the above described improvements with an approximately of $20,000 from the county sewer sales tax. And that is reflected in the documents. The documents also, of course, there's detail, and then all the documents are, I believe, signed. I'll make sure I have this right. And they all have the proper signatures. So I'll move that we approve the funding agreement between Taney County Sewer District, Taney County Commission, and the City of Hollister for the ultraviolet disinfection system.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement between Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Hollister for the ultraviolet final disinfection system improvements. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do we think 57 signatures are really necessary? I'll save those.
Quit pointing, you know, I knew it was mine. Something's almost over.
You know, they make special features for those phones.
Is that what that solid feature is?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your next signatures.
Oh, let's start later.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. If you insist. Get that one's good. That's one.
Ferrogas propane agreement.
It's written on that. You just have to finish signing.
Motion for approval for you to sign, because we've already took bids and awarded, didn't we?
My only question is, did our legal team review it?
I don't see such.
Well,
let's can we come back to that one? Let me go make a couple phone calls real fast, because I don't remember seeing it on our agenda from legal team.
Oh, you mean on the...
Before we enter into this agreement, Dan, had counsel seen it, and I don't know the answer to that, because it's not included, it normally is.
And I'm looking through the entire list here.
Hold those off.
I don't... You want to postpone this one, or just...
Let's just hold it off for a little bit until we can chat about it. Because maybe they have.
I'll just send a note to Nikki real fast, since it's legal document.
I thought maybe Nikki had put it on there because it was there.
Yeah.
Randy, what length of time, and Harlan, are we going to have on departmental update? Okay, and... IDA discussion, that's going to take a very short period of time, isn't it?
It's, yeah, 15 minutes.
And the CenturyLink discussion is going to take a little bit of time, isn't it?
Is this the lease agreement with Davis? Is it
okay.
The same consideration?
I just got a note that Ferrogas was reviewed by Frank.
Okay. What about the Davis Aviation? Was it reviewed also? Which I think
it's a standard agreement that they've approved in the past. Yeah. Mark Parent normally comes over for that, but we could probably just tell him not to come over for that.
Yeah.
And Frank's signature and letterhead is here.
For that one?
Yes.
Motion for approval of Ferrogas propane agreement.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made, seconded to approve the Ferrogas propane agreement between Ferrogas and Taney County. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'll put that there for signature.
I just was going to knock that Davis Aviation. If that's a standard agreement, I want to make a motion to go ahead and approve that.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the lease agreement by and between Davis Aviation Incorporated and Taney County, as presented and reviewed by council. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Are you going to alert Mr. Parent that we've already moved forward with
doing that right now? Don't sign these. Do you sign these?
Yep.
Because I don't know if it's the original or not. That's right.
Give me those other city agreements and I can sign those as we start our next discussion. CenturyLink discussion. Renee, were you here for that also or for?
Let's do the roof now.
We're going to move to the roof as I forgot that we postponed that to the definite time. Would you two like to come forward, please? Ron, Renee, and I apologize. We got caught up on 13 different items at once here.
Okay. Good thing he saw you.
Well, I was going to ask you next why you were here. Francis is the only one I think I signed this for. Mr. Erickson, the floor is yours.
Thank you. In response to this morning's instruction from the commission to return this afternoon at approximately 1 o'clock or so with a recommendation concerning the bid that we opened this morning on the roof repair for the courthouse here, Renee and I have both spent the appropriate amount of time reviewing the responses, and all of the information concerning the lower response is consistent with what was requested as minimum requirements within the bid package itself. But one item before we make a formal recommendation concerning the lower bidder, which was, as a reminder, Advantage Roofing, the one item that he does offer in the form of an addendum is a stipulation that I consider to be completely reasonable concerning the fact that initially this particular vendor, as well as a few others, had requested a upfront down payment, which, of course, as a governmental entity, we don't normally engage in such. And I did have a discussion with this particular vendor concerning that item, as others, as I mentioned. And in his addendum, let me back up, the final result of those discussions was basically for me to tell this vendor and others to submit whatever extenuating circumstances may be the case within their written response. And he has done so in the form of an addendum, merely asking that if the job was to be awarded to him, and weather created situations of delay, that he had already made investments in a significant amount monetarily towards materials, etc., and there was a delay that would cause us as the county not to submit full payment because of that weather and the delay in completion of the job. He was requesting via this addendum if there would be the option for a partial payment along the way for work completed or if there was a weather delay. And again, I consider that to be a completely reasonable request. But that would be up to the commission to make that particular stipulation. And with that stipulation in mind, Renee and I are here to recommend that the award be given to Advantage Roofing and certain contracts be issued if the award is agreed upon by you all in the amount of $94,670 inclusive of this addendum and whatever other verbiage legal would require to be added to the contract. And then Renee also has some details that she'd like to share with you all concerning this project.
We need to get the roof fixed. And I know that it's going to cost a lot of money. And one thing that I had talked to Mr. Dixon, and he's willing to put a part.
Participate.
Participate in giving us some money on the roof.
And he can do that because the monies that he have for technology fund, he can utilize to protect what pieces of equipment that he has purchased through the technology fund.
Right, and
rests below. I understand that.
Yeah, right, this department is at risk, much more so than the rest of us, regarding the current situation with the leakage that's going on. So certainly,
has either company give us an approximation of time that it would take to complete this project?
It depends on the weather.
Well, since we're talking about the roof, I'm very concerned about a weather delay in the middle of the project.
Right. The best answer we could give to that is the sooner they get started, the better. And this particular vendor, in the same addendum, mentions that if the award were to occur very quickly, given the fact it's October the 15th and the immediate forecast is for decent weather, then he thinks he could probably get the entire project completed before there would be the risk of a weather delay before he would have to ask for this partial payment in the event as he words it.
Gentlemen, it's been recommended to us that we go with the bid from Walnut Grove, which is Advantage Roofing.
Correct.
In the amount of $94,670, right?
Correct.
Motion to what? Go ahead, Danny.
We'll hit it during discussion.
Motion to award Advantage Roofing bid number 2012-09-194, roof replacement in the amount of $94,670.
Second with this question.
I got a question, too. I just thought of one when you said that. Can we ask the first question?
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the... to accept the bid of Advantage Roofing for the installation of a new roof on the existing courthouse. Discussion?
This payment plan, if it's that he's asked for the addendum on, if it's not caused by weather, I want this kind of commission to have some understanding that any delay on their part to get started or cause a significant amount of time to pass before it gets started, that we be given the opportunity not to be forced into partial payment.
Question, wasn't the addendum to include work that had already been done?
Yes. And
that's what worries me, though.
Well, in response to Commissioner Strahan, there's all kinds of verbiage throughout this particular format that I used involved those types of safeguards.
Okay.
And the vendor did bring to light the one particular clause in here that requires a $100 per day fine for delays, unreasonable delays, with the weather stipulation as a extenuating circumstance. We had discussion over that, and I feel good that he is acutely aware of, and in his response, he initialed and signed off on each one of these pages that those safeguards.
Okay, that answers my question.
Warranty, the warranty offered from both companies is the same? Is that in the bid specs?
It was 16 years for the materials and 6 years for the labor.
For the installation labor?
Yes.
And that's for Advantage?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that this roof is being replaced because we had it patched before and it leaked. So we've got a 6 year on the workmanship and then 16 years on the material.
Yes, I think that's correct. Yes.
Okay.
This roof has been a major problem ever since I've been here and before. It had been patched just right before I came in.
Does that mean we'll have to lose the waste basket in the hallway? Can we just leave it there as a memorial?
We'll leave it there for you because we know your tobacco usage might require it to be available.
Gotcha.
There's a motion on the floor. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion to award the bid to Advantage Roofing, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you for your time.
I don't think you said done, did you? You say awarded?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, okay.
And Ron, you're going to come back and just tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to do an executive right now. Right?
When?
We're going to executive right now?
No, we've got, no.
Yes.
If we decide to, it says may go into. I don't see that we have anything.
Okay.
Well,
let's start the discussion, then. No problem.
Okay. Let's wait for Daniel. What else do we have? Do we want to go ahead and finish up the IDA so that the last thing we have is the exact? Just a thought.
That'd be fine. Let's do the
hangout then.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome.
Aren't you tickled we're going to do the roof?
I am so glad.
Thanks, Renee.
Oh, we got to talk.
Let's do, we can do the IDA real fast. Over the last multiple years,
Would you like to tell those that are with CenturyTel what time we're going to be getting to them, or are we going to take them before R&B? One or the other shouldn't be waiting.
You know,
I'm asking what you think.
I can wait. I'm actually pretty well caught up upstairs.
Randy, can I have you wait for, how much time do we need? No, from them. How much time do we need? The reason I say that is we have them first on this list. 30 minutes? 10 minutes? Yes.
15:20.
Let's say 2:15 to be safe. Will that be okay, Randy? And if we're done early, we'll recess until that time. Thank you, sir. Going to have a discussion regarding CenturyLink. Do you want to just jump to that?
CenturyLink. Let's go to CenturyLink.
Since they are here. This is
going to be on.
Erickson, you want to join us at the microphone?
I'll hang around because I may need to.
Got a spot for you right over there.
Oh, okay, I'll go over there.
If you want to. You can sit there if you want to.
That's a good idea.
We just want you to be heard
if you speak.
If I'm remembering, today's meeting is to have a general discussion about where we're at, what our options are, where we can go, et cetera, correct?
Yep. Well, where we are today is we have a total of, Three contracts total with CenturyLink that are still hanging out and have the option to be renewed. One of the contracts is for the actual phone lines coming into the courthouse here in Forsyth. One of the other contracts is for the phone lines that come into the airport where we have the redundant piece of our phone system over there in Hollister. And then the third contract is for our data connections that connect the courthouse to the airport, to the underground, and also to the internet for the internet access for the courthouse as a whole. So it's been my recommendation that
Was there not four?
Well, there is a fourth one that is they call it a discount plan. It's in a contract of its own.
It really doesn't make any difference if you don't have the others.
Right.
I see. Okay.
We won't. It doesn't apply to us if we don't sign up for the first three. So.
Okay.
But the first three that I brought up are for us to discuss. They're, right now we do have those with CenturyLink. It was up, based on my recommendation after I've been brought up to speed on bidding processes, and I am aware of a handful of other vendors that do offer these types of services, and just for the county's liability, I think it's best that we put those out for bid. Also, on the data contracts that we have, I think we need to discuss possibly reworking the way our data services are. What we have right now, we only have 10 meg that connects us from here to the airport. Commissioner Straffus and I have had a conversation of adjusting our disaster recovery plan and replicating all of the county's data possibly over to the airport. So in an example of a Joplin-type tornado coming through Forsyth and wiping this place out, we could have everything that we could possibly have to function already sitting at the airport, ready to go turnkey, and we could actually operate from the airport in a temporary status.
One of the things that Mark and I brought up was maybe having a separate discussion of what we have now, what we in from a DR disaster recovery perspective, because what my understanding of what we have is not as resilient as I was led to believe. And so we need to make an adjustment no matter what we do, because what we have won't solve the problem if there wasn't a disaster.
Well, I'm thinking about that facility. Isn't that just a metal building facility?
Yeah, metal structure.
Which is not a great facility for housing, I wouldn't think, records in.
We're talking about electronic files.
Just electronic files. And then also everything will be saved here, according to the plan that I've kind of put together, between here and the Judicial Center. So it's really more of the third place to actually operate from and just have a third place for storing our data.
And this may be a separate conversation that you want to present, but the other reason was to have a place like the Mountain is great, but it's also a monthly fee to have that space versus we already have the space at the airport. It's really kind of set up for the phone system anyway, the way we have it sort of designed as it is. So the question was, do we either invest and truly make that a DR site? Do we use the Mountain? And Mark was going to present to us what we've got and what we can go to, because I was under a different understanding of what we have as a DR versus what we really have installed. It's not what I was told and what we have is two different things. So I think either way, it may be a separate conversation, but we need to have that conversation soon because that's tied to a contract.
Right.
and just to do nothing and just rebid it as is really doesn't serve the county very well.
Especially with these contracts being 3-year terms.
Correct.
You know, we'll be stuck with inadequate bandwidth for what our real needs are. Right now, with what we've been doing to the mountain, really only served for the recorder's office. We've only been, truly replicating the data from here to the mountain for the recorder's office.
The contracts currently that we're involved in, are those 3-year contracts?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to be 3-year contracts?
For the current prices that they put in front of us, they're 3-year. They're at a 3-year term. So if we were to go to a lesser term, they would be higher.
Really, if I ask, is I ask if they could be reduced to a 6-month term, which would give us time or allow us time to put together all we needed, and I was told it's a year.
It's with my experience, I've never seen them go less than a year.
But that's not 3.
Right.
But our rate.
They said that they would negotiate to the 12-month period, but not less than.
Right.
Okay, so, but then again, if in fact we go to bid, it'll be whatever we state within the bid, right? Okay.
Right. Yep.
So, okay, that makes sense. I got you.
The big advantage of trying to get everything, not trying, but doing and pushing the data out to the airport, is I feel that the airport actually works as there's tons of square footage there for us to actually operate out of. It's not just a place to save our data to. It is a place if this place becomes unfunctional. You know, people could literally take their computers off their desks if there's anything there, over there to the airport, plug in, and start working because their data is already there.
And this is the conversation with disaster recovery, but when you look at DR sites, you're looking for places that people can park the cars, obviously access, meeting spaces. And then the other thing is there's other companies that rent computers if our computers were wiped off. So we could be up and functional quicker. Now, we can do the same at the mountain, but we're just paying a monthly fee versus for the same basic, because we're going to it'll be replication. But what Mark was saying earlier is because of the bandwidth constraints that we have, we can't replicate all the data from here to the mountain because the bandwidth is not large enough.
Right.
So he's only replicating some of the recorder's data, but even that you're now replicating to another facility on campus just to have it in 2 spots. But either way you look at it, we're going to have to redesign that.
Even right now, the current bandwidth that we have to the mountain has proven insufficient for us to even replicate the recorder's data. There's been a couple issues where it stopped replicating, and in order for it to catch up, it really did a big blast of pushing his data out to there. In turn, it kind of brought the whole courthouse here down to its knees because we get our internet from the mountain. So when we were pushing up to the mountain, it ate up the whole pipe. We had nothing. Nothing was saved for us to actually get out to the internet and so forth. So all in all, that's where I really hope that these Metro Ethernet, we can discuss that and get these Metro Ethernet contracts bumped up to a higher capacity that'll better suit everything that we've got going on these days. We've also noticed during election time, the website gets a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we only have 3 meg of internet right now. And during election time, when people are checking the website for results on the elections, that'll eat up the internet connection that we have completely. So we've definitely outgrown what we have at this time.
So I guess the question is, do we go out for bid for what we have, knowing it's not adequate?
Yeah.
Do we quickly go out and, I mean, that's where we are on that one contract, which ties to another contract. So.
Right. I mean, I think if you really wanted to address these other 2 contracts for the T1 and the PRI, those are both phone lines that...
But you would suggest a 1-year only, would you not?
I really feel that the cost savings is more there on a 3-year term. You know, so you can bid them out to 5-year terms, too, if you really want to get the price down. But normally it seems like you get them... In my experience, you would do a 3-year contract because technology changes, more competitors come on the market, and you'll have more options available to you within 3 years. Where 1 year, it seems like not much really changes within 1 year. That's
now, even if we change the technology over here, you're saying the 3 years still fine?
Yeah, on the phone lines, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
We just need a bid out for that then, do we not?
I think we can move those out for bid right away, yeah.
if the need is there, and I understood from the conversation for upgrading, if we're going to upgrade, then I would recommend that we go out for bid for all of it on the upgrades. Mm-hmm. If it's the consideration of this commission to understand that we need to upgrade other than bid the same thing that we have, I wouldn't be for going out for bid if we're doing the same thing that we've got. But if we're going to upgrade, then I think we should go out for bid, and I'm for upgrading.
The 3-year contract on the PRI T1 that we have here, what's the cost of that bid contract? I think we're limited, Danny, to, because it's not a sole source vendor.
Right now on the PRI, it's just short of $670 per month currently.
Yeah.
On the T1 that we have is $866 per month.
So that's $1,400 without a bid. That's per month.
Per month, yeah.
So we'll need to bid that.
Right, with an upgrade.
No, just to...
That's just for the phone lines? That's what we're paying just for phone lines?
Just to keep what we have.
Yeah, the phone line part's going to stay the same. I feel like we've got what we need. It's just putting them out for bid and making sure we're getting them, you know, a fair competitive price on it.
Don't you agree with Mr. Erickson? We've got to bid that.
What's the amount again?
It's about $1,400 a month for 3 years.
That comes in below the 90-day period legal requirement.
It's more than that, though, is it? I thought you said
that's just for the phone lines.
That's just the phone lines.
Was 14 total? Or was it 14 and a 12? Was it 14 total?
It's 14 total for both of those two T1 type phone lines.
Is it a maximum over a certain period?
4,500 over a 90-day period. So that's 4,200.
If we're discussing numbers that's already in place, and I think we should probably go into executive session if we're going to be discussing contract numbers.
Right.
Let me put it this way. Would you look at the contract, Ron, from an amount perspective? I'm with Danny. If it's within our range that we can do, just sign the contract without the bid, let's move forward on that. And I would say if we can do that, like Danny's saying, it's not an upgrade, it's just existing. If we can do it and meet the building requirements.
Well, let me throw one other thing at Mr. Erickson, just based on the $4,500 limit. For those two types of phone lines, yes, on a 90-day period, it is under $4,500. But when we throw in the other services that we are paying to that one vendor, I mean, this bill right now is approximately $8,000 a month.
More, yeah.
You're over then.
So
I think we need
no
to go.
No calculator.
We just need to go to bed.
Right.
Well, that's per contract, though.
No, it's per vendor.
Per vendor.
Is it per vendor?
Mm-hmm.
We need to bid that.
And I do think that...
Let me throw something at you.
Okay.
We probably want to bid everything at one time just to go through the... But what I would like from you is, can you present to us what you need for the upgrade?
Yes, I can.
And with justifications of how you're going to change what the DR site is now,
mm-hmm.
and internet access, what we have now, what you're recommending and why. If you can do that fast, then we can just say, Mr. Erickson, just bid it all out.
Right. I'm prepared to do that whenever you guys are ready to listen to.
The button on there, Ron, that makes it silent, by the way.
That basically is what I'm talking about as far as the upgrade. That's what I was considering the upgrade. What we need would be an upgrade up to a certain amount, and I would only go out for bid on the upgrade. That's basically what I meant. I didn't say it properly, but...
Well, I get two different sentiments. Do you guys want to talk this through?
Well, unless he has prepared, are you prepared for the other?
I'm prepared to tell you guys how that, you know, what I've got in mind. I don't know if you want to do it. You want to do it right now, or?
Is it?
The reason that it's posted that way is because that's currently who we're with,
and the agreements for maintenance have expired, and therefore we are chatting about whether or not to continue with those agreements or to move into the bidding process. So I think we're okay
with
that. But if we're going to talk specifics, as Danny said a minute ago, maybe we do need to go into exec regarding these contracts that are in front of us. Is that a yes, a no? What would you, gentlemen, what's your preference?
I'm not.
Here's what I'm thinking. If Mark makes his presentation and he's going to be talking about upgrades and whatever he thinks percentages of cost is going to be for savings and all those, I think that the only way we could do that would be going to executive, and it would be under, I don't know whether we're covered under, are we covered under contracts?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have potential bidders in the area, 3, 4, 5 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, motion to go to executive session pursuant 610.021.12 contracts.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021 subsection 12 regarding contracts. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay.
And we'll come back out in 15, 30 minutes.
Actually, we have a 2:15 with R&B, guys.
7 minutes we're going to be in here?
Yeah.
Wow. You better talk back.